Wesley, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having us on this morning.
For sure. So you're speaking on behalf of a range of towing associations. What is your role at the South African Repair and Towing Board?
My role is as the spokesperson for various towing associations, individuals, groups, companies, to address all different issues around the industry as a whole. I'm not a panel shop or a towing owner, so I speak on behalf of businesses that can be victimized if they speak up on industry issues. So I speak up on industry issues on behalf of towers and panel beaters, electricians, etc.
That is a very helpful contextualization, the notion that one might be victimized for speaking up. First, let's talk about why they are speaking up. There are concerns about the rates and fees that are paid out in the industry. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, you see, the challenge that we have in the towing industry is that, firstly, we've had a big problem with the pandemic, obviously, like everybody else. The numbers of claims have gone down, meaning that the income for all businesses have gone down tremendously over the last 18 months, whereas insurers, who are our employers, technically have made a huge windfall during the pandemic period. Right now, it feels as if, and it is, we towers are having our fees eroded little by companies such as OUTsurance. We have launched a denial of service action against OUTsurance because OUTsurance is undercutting our towers. They are taking away some of the services that we've had over the years. I'll give you an example. They're requiring small black-owned shops to have a massive rollback tow truck to do their work, which costs millions and simply cannot be afforded by many of the small operators. On top of that, you need to have a day shift driver, a night shift driver that needs a wage and benefits. Then you must have a lockup facility and have a security for that facility, and then you must pay a huge amount of insurance for the lockup facility. They've taken away the tower's additional right of charging the insurer storage, which also limits the income for towers drastically. And the insurance cover needs to be had for the truck, for the load, and for the accident runners. And we sat with major insurance companies, and major, bigger insurance companies at OUTsurance have given us a living wage, a living rate for tow truckers, which goes between 4, 5, and 7. And this is based upon all the costs, the increases in petrol, the increases in inflation. Taking into account all those costs, that was the costing that everybody, many of our insurance companies have agreed to is a reasonable living wage.
All right,
but insurance has refused to do this and are using their dominant position to force individual companies and use their position of dominance over the work that they have to frustrate and oppress tow truckers. And our tow truckers have been getting a bad rap. Our tow truckers are first on scene. They're providing medical aid for people. Many times they're there for half an hour, 40 minutes before the police or anybody else arrive. They clear the roads. They're there to have a service for the people, even though sometimes people look down upon them.
But our tow truckers and families, Wesley, friends, so I can actually ask you a question.
They're there to provide a service in a country where services aren't that great. And we want to have the support of the people in our action against our insurance. Therefore, we're having this denial of service action.
Thank you. Please, can we take a step back, Wesley, and actually let's just frame the issue. There are two issues here, it sounds like. So on the one hand, it is vast increases in, or maybe to your perspective, insufficient increases in terms of the numbers that in OUTsurance in particular will pay. For example, accident tow, they've increased the amount that they'll pay in a 20-kilometer radius by 6.53%, trade tow by 8.16%, fuel assist by 11.26%. We won't go through all of the numbers. So there's that issue that you feel that those increases are insufficient in terms of covering your cost. And then there's the separate issue that you're talking about in terms of the various parts of the value chain that they are now expecting the tow truck owners or business runners to take on. Like you mentioned, the storage, the lockup facilities. How have those been working to date? Are there not sort of shared industry services that could be relied upon?
There's been, to take up on the second point, there's been a lot of cooperation amongst tow truckers and companies, as well as insurance companies and service associations like SIGIA, to set up drop sites, to set up mechanisms within the industry that help each other. But what's happening now is if one insurance company starts charging less and basically scalping the tow truckers and panel beaters and saying, if you don't do it for this rate, you can't do it at all, it means that companies now have to look to other bigger insurance companies to subsidize their work, and they then start working at a loss, which means that they have to do insurance work almost for free, and the guys who are giving them more work and are much bigger are having to pay more, which is not what we want at all. We want to see equality, a regulated kind of environment. When we went to Parliament a few years ago, and we took on the industry, showed the industry around the lack of transformation within the industry. And the lack of transformation was quite severe. And we won that battle, and now there's equality. But now these insurance companies are using their dominant position to come against us as individual tow truckers and use their position to try and strip away what is already a very small margin. Some of the towers are working on 8%. And in the settlement discounts, for instance, on the panel shop...
On 8% of what, please, Wesley? So for those of us who are uninitiated.
8% of the invoice.
Okay.
So we're making very little margin on these tows and on the repairs. And for instance, our insurance is insisting that our panel beaters must pay a settlement discount of 10% just for them to pay it on time, which is ridiculous. It's basically someone taking 10% of your salary at the end of the month and saying, oh, I'm taking that 10% off because you've done the work on time. That's just ridiculous.
So in order for them to settle your invoice timeously, yes, they're asking you to take a haircut.
A haircut of 10%, yes.
Okay. Obviously,
And if you're working on 8% margins as a company and you're being charged 10% of invoice by one of the insurers, that percentage that you're now missing has to come from somewhere in your business, which means that people are losing jobs, and business is starting to close down, which is bad for towers.
For sure, and bad for drivers. As you know, we have reached out to OUTsurance for comment. I do need to give their perspective, saying they feel that what we've been provided is factually inaccurate. Firstly, our CEO, Danny Mateo, acknowledged the request to meet with the specific association and is in communication with the association. Is that true? You are in communication with OUTsurance?
Well, they're trying to communicate now after having snubbed us three or four times, having us having to fly up to Joburg, having us to spend money and have our leaders there in hotels, and then they just didn't pitch and they sent a junior person.
But a representative all the same, regardless of whether you feel that person was much senior.
Only this last time since we called the strike.
And then regarding prices, they go on to say, given the constructive conversation held recently at the SIA offices, we're surprised to learn of the most recent dissatisfaction with the towing rates. We're unable to comment on any engagement of any of our competitors with the association, but we increase our rates annually without request and use a scientific approach in determining what the rate increase should be. This is done from a building of the rates from the ground up and to ensure we've catered for any anomalies that might have occurred. The overall increase that we provided with effect from 1 May 2022 to tow operators is 7.3%. In this calculation, the fuel costs were increased by 25.6%, with a commitment that this will be reviewed should the fuel costs increase significantly over the next 6 to 12 months. And this was all explained. I just want to make sure I'm getting their perspective out here. They say we have a history of long-standing relationships with our service providers and will continue to engage with them. Is this sounding similar to what you've had in communication yourself?
It's exactly what they've always been saying every year. Yearly we've been having a fight for rates, and this year it's even worse than before. And right now, they can't say that they're trying to just put up the rates every year according to their scientific calculations. Their scientific calculations is putting them at least 30 or 40% less than any other insurer in terms of paying the towing services or towing rates. So their calculations is wrong. And we as the towers and the towing associations have had enough of being bullied by big insurers.
Okay.
We also have our small businesses, so if a man is pushed against back against his wall, the only thing that he can do is use what's in his hand. And what is in our hand is denial of service to all our insurance clients until they come to the table and negotiate a proper living wage for our people.
Clear as mud. Thank you so much, Wesley Douglas, a spokesperson on behalf of the Tow Truck Associations around the country.